Hi, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Chrissy Mernon, and my guests are from the Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center. They offer free services to people involved in disputes. One of them has to be a resident of Bexar County, and we'll go over the rules and regulations of the Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center. Frank Rizzo is the intake mediation manager, and Elena Terrell is the intake coordinator. And so they're going to talk about the services that are provided to people in dispute in Bexar County. I want to welcome you both. And also, you brought along one of your newer employees, Deanna Curcio. She's the peer mediation coordinator. And we may, if we have enough time, check in with her on what's going on with the peer mediation, how it's involved in schools, and how you're trying to teach us to resolve our disputes at an early age. And that might avoid a lifetime of, well, I know Frank's been here before, and he said, you cannot avoid conflict. Start with that.
That's right. Good morning, Chrissy. You can't. I mean, everybody, if you have contact with another human being, you're going to have a conflict because each of you are never going to see eye to eye. It just depends on the level of the conflict as to how long you go before you try to resolve that conflict. And that's what the Dispute Resolution Center does. We help residents of Bexar County to resolve their conflicts, you know, by using the process of mediation, where we get both parties to come down to our office. We have trained mediators who help them to basically, in a neutral environment, a safe, neutral environment in our offices, to sit down and just, you know, basically lay everything on the table, talk about the conflict, you know, a little history about the conflict. Why do they think they're having this conflict? When did it start? What have they tried to do to resolve it? And then hopefully, you know, by getting both of them to really listen, and that's the whole process, is to listen to one another as to what their perceptions of the conflict are. Because all of us perceive things differently. And a lot of times our success is by getting them to listen, really listen to one another. They can sit down and say, okay, I misunderstood what you said. I didn't really know that my comment wasn't that funny when we were at the party the other day. Or, you know, the real reason that I haven't paid you back the money is I don't have it. And to talk about it, and then hopefully they can come to some kind of an agreement that our mediators will write down the agreement, and hopefully, you know, that'll be the end of the conflict.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking you probably have to have, you know, be like a psychologist, because when you're involved in a conflict, I mean, some people are so adamant they're not going to move from their position. They're never going to forgive someone. I mean, they like to hold that grudge. And I know that's not healthy.
No, it's not. I mean, you know, one of the things of being a mediator is you have to understand people. So that's what our mediators do, is just to try to get them to talk it out, mm-hmm. you know. And no, you're right. It's not healthy to hold a grudge. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the our clients, when we talk to them and you ask, well, how long has this situation been going on? You just kind of had a floor at times. When I remember one time we had a client come in and told me, well, we haven't seen eye to eye for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And they were the best of friends. And it's just ridiculous that somebody could carry a grudge for 5 years. I mean, that has to eat away at you, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm. See, so what does it take to repair things like that?
Well, just to understand that everybody is different. Everybody views things differently. Things are not going to be the same. And of course, a lot of times when we have people come in, the one thing that we hear is, I want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a mediator, you sit there and you say, okay, I understand what you want, but what do you basically need? Because, you know, sometimes maybe that person can't give you what they want. But if your need is realistic, maybe they can give you your need. And maybe, you know, you can't repair the hurt that has maybe occurred for the last couple of years. But maybe that person can give you an honest apology, a sincere apology, and maybe from there try to work on, you know, resolving whatever that issue was.
Mm-hmm. So is mediation, is it give and take?
Yes. I mean, you know, both sides have to be willing to give a little. I mean, they have to be willing to have some kind of a compromise. You know, I need this from you. You need this from me. Okay. Where can we meet in the middle? And hopefully we've got some kind of a resolution and we're going to stick to it. But of course, one thing I always like to tell people too is that mediation is not a one-time event. You know, it just isn't, okay, you came to mediation, you reached an agreement, bye folks, you know, live happily after. Sometimes we have people that come back because, yes, at that time, let's say on Monday, they mediated. Maybe this was somebody owed somebody money and they agreed, they worked out some payment plan. Well, maybe Friday something occurred. Maybe this guy just had a major accident and now his main concern is getting his car repaired so he can, you know, take his family where they have to go. And now the money that he owes, maybe he can't pay it back right now. Mm-hmm. So we always tell people, you know, instead of just ignoring the agreement going, well, you know, yes, I agreed to pay you on Monday, the following Monday, but now I can't. I'm going to ignore that because I have to buy a car. Let's, you know, call us, come back, and let's work out another arrangement that's going to work for both of you.
Okay, so you modify the first agreement when circumstances dictate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, let's go through some of the things that go on, the phone calls you get. Atlanta Terrell is the intake coordinator. So what is your job at the Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center?
Well, what I do is I take information calls. People will call us and wonder what we do, want to know what we do. I explain what mediation is. I let them know that we can help with civil disputes, different kind of civil disputes, and see if that we can, you know, get that set up, help move it along if we're able to do the mediation. We help lots of different kind of problems, landlord-tenant issues, neighbor disputes, a lot of family disputes, child visitation issues. We can help with consumer merchant problems, just a whole bunch of array of different disputes that we can help with. And, you know, people come to us and sometimes at their, you know, at the rope's end and they really need some help and we're able to do that for them.
So what are some of the, you know, what are the most common calls that you get for a certain type of thing?
I would say landlord, tenant, and child visitation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of neighbor dispute also.
So what are the things going on?
So with the neighbor disputes, you've got the barking dog, you've got the fence line, the tree limbs, the loud music. With the child visitation, it's the other parent won't let me see my child even though I've got an order and rights. With the landlord, tenant, I get it from both sides. I get the landlord's calling saying my tenant's not paying rent. And then I also have the tenants calling saying, I put work orders in. I haven't had AC for 3 months. And so kind of both sides on the landlord-tenant, we've get both the landlords and the tenants calling us.
And then so go through the steps. What happens when you say, okay, that is something we can help you with?
Well, if it's over the phone, what I do is I ask them if they have internet access. If they do, I give them our website and kind of walk them through the steps of how to get the paperwork. There's just a packet, very easy packet to fill out, how to get the packet off of the website. And then once it's filled out, they can fax it to us, mail it to us, or bring it in, and we can, you know, start the process of setting up the mediation. Or if they come in as a walk-in and you don't need an appointment to come into the Dispute Resolution Center, you can just walk in, you'll be given a packet to fill out, and somebody will sit down and talk to you about what's going on. And once that packet's filled out, we can move it along also.
Mm-hmm. So how long does it take from the first contact till there's an actual mediation?
If mediation is appropriate for the case, once all the paperwork is completed, it goes on to the mediation coordinator, and we can set that mediation in about 2.5 to 3 weeks.
You said if mediation is appropriate for the case. Are there some cases that you resolve without mediation?
There are some cases that are not appropriate for mediation. So if it's criminal in nature, we cannot do the mediation.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's in litigation, if it's a case that's already in litigation, we can't touch it because that's something that the courts need to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are two examples of what would not be appropriate for mediation. So if I've got a neighbor dispute and the neighbor is telling me, you know, my neighbor has a barking dog that keeps me up all night, we can handle that. If I have a neighbor dispute and the person's telling me that their neighbor is shooting a gun into their windows, they need to call the police.
Right. That's a criminal. So a barking dog, what do you do about that? Because I know that can drive you crazy. As someone who doesn't have a dog, you know, and the neighbor's got a dog, and some of them do, they just bark all night.
Right. Right. And I think we have all had that neighbor with the barking dog. Some of us are the neighbor with the barking dog.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think what I highly encourage the mediation because, as you mentioned earlier, it's at no charge to anybody in Bexar County. And so it's not going to cost you anything but a little bit of time. Even if you feel your neighbor won't participate, I encourage for people to try it, to go forward with the mediation anyway, because
Because it could work. Yeah.
It works.
Yeah,
and people
it does
are
work.
Surprised. Uh-huh. People are surprised when, you know, they'll initiate a mediation and the neighbor says, okay, I want to see what this is about. I'll go. And so in, like Frank was saying, mediation, the mediator will, you know, get the two parties to get into dialogue with each other about what's going on. And maybe that neighbor with the dog didn't know the dog was barking all night. Their room is in the front of the house, not in the back of the house. And or maybe they have a hearing problem and they can't hear the dog. And so there can be, you know, a resolution to, mm-hmm. you know, what's going mm-hmm. on. It's just a matter of working it out. And it's a great thing about mediation is the two parties that are involved are the ones that get to work it out.
Okay, so how does that work? So you said usually within 2 weeks or so.
2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after you make the first contact, you have a mediation session. So what have y'all done at the Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center once you've got the paperwork and you've set a date for the mediation? Because both sides have to be willing.
Right. It's a voluntary process. So once that person has initiated a mediation and we set the mediation, letters go out. A letter goes out with the date and time for mediation to the person who initiated the mediation. And then a letter goes out to the respondent, to the person who's being invited. That letter has the date and time for mediation, inviting them to mediation, asking them to please respond to us mm-hmm. and give us a call. And we will reach out to them and we will encourage the mediation and explain why mediation is a good idea.
What percentage of people actually respond and say, sure, I'll do that? You know, because I'm sure some are like, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not interested in this. What do you think, Frank?
Right now, we're at anywhere between 85 to 90% of the cases that we set for mediation. Both parties will actually come down and mediate. As you said earlier, a lot of times we'll get that initiator that'll say, I don't know why I'm doing this. This person's not going to show up. I've tried talking to him. But a lot of times, like we tell people, it all depends on when you say you tried talking to them or dealing with them. How did you? I mean, if it's your next door neighbor and you're standing over the fence outside yelling and screaming at them, sure, that person's not going to pay attention to you. But here they're getting a letter. As Elena said, they're getting a letter from us, you know, an official letter that is inviting them. You know, the letter is telling them so-and-so would like to mediate with you. To me, I would rather have a letter from this Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center telling me, hey, come on down and let's mediate, versus a constable knocking on my door, giving me a summons to go to court. I mean, when you weigh those two, which are you likely to say, yeah, I'm going to try this? If it's a court summons, you're going to be upset because now you're going to a court and you don't get the opportunity to, as Elena said, come up with your own decision. You're relying, when you go to court, you're relying on the judge, a third party that's going to listen to both sides, and then he or she is going to make a decision based on the evidence that's presented to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In mediation, it's the both of you. You are the decision makers. The mediator is just that third party neutral that is there to facilitate the process. That's there to say, okay, folks, let's, you know, each of you has an opportunity. Tell me what's going on. Listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully they're able to reach an agreement. And if they're not, you know, a lot of times we will have parties that, you know, we're not 100% successful in helping people on that initial mediation. But there are those times, and there have been those times, where maybe a week later, one of the parties will call up and say, you know, we were in mediation a week ago. We didn't reach an agreement, but you know, I've thought about what my neighbor said.
Mm-hmm.
And really and truly, I think we can come to some common ground, some middle part that we can talk about. Do you think that we can come back to mediation? And we'll tell them, we're going to call your neighbor, let them know. And I'm not going to say all the time,
mm-hmm.
but there's a pretty good number of cases where we're able to get them to come back. We reopen the case and we give them that opportunity. And there are those cases where they've actually reached an agreement because they've thought about what's being said. And I think a lot of times I like to say, well, they probably thought, you know, this is kind of silly. We're neighbors. We're living next door to each other. We've got to get along
mm-hmm,
with
mm-hmm,
each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see what we can do. And it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least try.
Right,
at least
right.
try. Okay, so here we diverted from Elena was talking about the mediation. So you send out the letters and the people come. They've mm-hmm. agreed. They've agreed
right.
to come.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what happens on mediation day?
Okay, on the day of the mediation, of course, they meet at the office and we, you know, we get both of them together. We have the mediators there. We have, you know, private, neutral, you know, environment, safe areas, because our offices are located. We're located in the Kadena Reeves Justice Center on the first floor, And we have the mediation rooms, and they go in there with the mediators. And as I said before, we just get them to talk about what the problem is, discuss it, and basically come up with some kind of ideas that's going to work for them.
How long does mediation take?
We don't set a time frame. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't say, okay, you have an hour. I mean, Monday through Thursdays, we're open from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. So we do mediations in the morning, we do them in the afternoon, and we do mediations at 6 o'clock in the evening so people don't have to take off time from work.
Mm-hmm.
And like we always say, once the process begins, we leave it up to the mediators. If both parties are working hard, they're working on something, we're going to mediate until they are finished. They've mm-hmm. They've either said we've got a solution, or we've tried something, we just can't come up with it. And of course, we always joke around with each other. We had a mediation one time. It started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it ended at 11 o'clock at night.
Wow, 14-hour mediation.
14-hour mediation. They reached an agreement. You know, and so a lot of times when people call, well, how long does this take? I said, well, you know, in the almost 18 years that I've been with the Dispute Resolution Center, I've seen mediations last 20 minutes. I've seen mediations last 14 hours. I said, it's up to the parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is your time. That's what we tell people. This is your time to resolve this conflict and hopefully come up with something that'll work.
So the mediator is not the one saying, you need to do this and you need to do that.
Absolutely not. No.
No, the mediator is.
Right. They're there to facilitate and get dialogue between the two parties to see if the two parties can come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to give advice. They're not going to give their opinion. They're going to help the parties work towards the agreement.
Are the mediators paid by the county or are they volunteer?
They're volunteers. There's 10 of us on staff. And then we have 150 volunteers that mediate for us.
Mm-hmm.
They also help with the Speakers Bureau, which is part of the center that we go out into the community and do outreach to let the community know about the Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center. They also help in the office with intake, helping with the walk-ins and with the information calls. And so we have a great group of volunteers that they're just great.
Our guest this morning, Frank Rizzo, he is the intake mediation manager for the Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center, and Alana Terrell, she is the intake coordinator. So how do you become a volunteer, and do you need volunteers?
We're always in need of volunteers, either volunteers that want to help Elena in the intake department, you
mm-hmm.
know, talking, you know, when we get those information calls or in the Speakers Bureau, or as mediators. I mean, you know, if anybody out listening in our audience says, you know, I've always thought about, I want to volunteer somewhere. This Dispute Resolution Center sounds great. All they have to do is give us a call at area code 210-335-2128 and ask to speak to me, and I'll be glad to talk to them. We'll send them out a volunteer application, and once we get the application back, we'll talk to them to see what they have to offer to the Dispute Resolution Center.
Well, I would think that a mediator would be someone who has a calm demeanor.
Yes.
Are there certain things that you look for that you require in your mediator volunteers?
Well, what we're looking for is somebody that, you're right, Chrissy, that has a calm demeanor, that can sit there, get parties to talk to one another. But we're also looking for somebody that knows how to work with people,
mm-hmm.
and that understands people. I mean, that's what you have to do in a mediation. You have to go in there and realize that as soon as you greet them and you close that door, you have two sometimes very angry people,
mm-hmm.
because we don't know how long this dispute's been going on. We don't know what the effects of this dispute are. And so right away, we've got to calm these two people down to actually think logically, to talk to one another. You know, when like I always say, when people are in conflict, we don't think straight. I mean, we say things that afterwards we sit there and go, I shouldn't have said that. And you can apologize all day long, but the fact of the matter is you said it.
Yeah.
Or you do something. You know, we want people to come to us to work on these solutions before they do something that, you know, where the police are involved. I mean, we do get calls from people that say, if we can't resolve this, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. And,
mm-hmm.
and we tell people, well, think about what the consequences are. You know, come and see us first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can help you before, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to court. And there's nothing wrong with the court system, but a lot of times when they think about it, yeah, each one of us has the ability to resolve our own conflicts. All we have to do is think
mm-hmm.
before we act.
Okay. Well, yeah, and going to court, you know, it could take a whole lot longer, right? Isn't there a backlog in the courts?
Oh, sure.
And then the expense.
It's costly because, you know, you have court costs. If you hire an attorney, you have attorney costs. Here, and as we said earlier, with the Dispute Resolution Center, everything that we do, because we are a county agency, is at no cost to residents of Bexar County. As long as one of the parties is a resident of Bexar County or it occurred in Bexar County, we can help them. And as Elena said, all it's going to cost you is time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think, personally, if I had a dispute and I know about the Dispute Resolution Center, I would rather give up that time than have to take away finances.
You bet. Free.
Right.
What's better free than
free? Free is a great thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you know, resolution, don't mm-hmm. you? What do people get from resolving a dispute? What do you see? You know, the stuff that isn't measured in dollars.
Well, I mean, they're not spending a lot of money, you know, out of their pocket. What we see when we see people when they leave and they resolve, I mean, you see two people walking into our offices that you can tell by their facial expressions. You know, they're upset and they're angry. I mean, we've had cases where when they walk out, you know, especially, you know, somebody that says, I doubt if they're going to come. You know, they're shaking hands. They're giving each other a we've seen people hug at the end of the mediation. We've seen people apologize. Hey, I am really sorry for this. I actually saw two people walk out. One of them said, hey, you know, let's go have a cup of coffee and let's talk about things that haven't occurred. I mean, that to me, that is great. When you see two people walk in that are so angry, they can't even look at each other. And they're walking out, and they're going to have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, nice, nice, nice. Well, you've also got, you know, talk about learning at an early age. Mm-hmm. The peer mediation program, you used to be the director, and
yes.
After you got promoted, you hired you, or the Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center hired Deanna Curcio to be the new peer
yes.
mediation coordinator. So talk about how the peer mediation program came about in the schools. What was going on that someone said, you know, we need this?
Well, we've had our peer mediation program since 1999, and what really got it going is that we work side by side with the San Antonio Bar Association. They are the ones that helped us in getting this program going, and they are the ones that provide us. They've provided us with support for the last 16 years,
mm-hmm.
and so. How it came about is they had there were some attorneys that were going into the schools and were volunteering their time to teach students how to be mediators to help their fellow students in resolving their conflicts. So basically the bar came to us and said, you know, you're the Dispute Resolution Center. Have you ever thought about a peer mediation program? And so how we started is we applied for a grant through the juvenile justice system. We got the grant approved. It was a 5-year grant. And then after 3 years of having the grant, this program was accepted by the county and became an actual county program. And so, again, it's another program that we offer that is free. And I know when you're dealing with, you know, with the schools, schools love free because, you know, money is really hard. You know, schools paying a lot, you know, trying to get money. And because, I mean, they need the finances to teach kids, to buy books and everything. And so our program is offered to all schools in Bexar County. All they have to do is give us a call, as I said, at area code 210-335-2128. Ask for Deanna, and Deanna will be glad to talk to them about the peer mediation program, go out to their school and talk to them and talk about what we do. Basically, our program is available for schools with from grades 3 through grades 12. And Deanna goes out to the school and teaches select students how to be mediators, mm-hmm. to help their fellow students resolve their conflicts before they get out of hand to where fights occur. And, you know, you have these office referrals, the kids are in school suspension or, you know, at alternative schools. Plus the other thing, it helps the teachers. You know, instead of teachers having to stop and to deal with these conflicts, all they have to do is say, you know, guys, here, fill out this form. It's a referral form, and I'm going to refer you to the peer mediation program, and you know, the peer mediators are going to help you guys in resolving whatever the dispute is.
Okay, well, let me ask Deanna about since you're relatively new on the job, you've been with the Bexar County Dispute Resolution Center how long?
Since July.
And so what did you know about the peer mediation program? And, you know, what did you think about kids resolving conflict and your role in it?
What's really, I think, the best part about the job for me is that I get to teach these kids skills and I get to see them learn things like effective communication, active listening, things that they can take with them and carry on. So we have discussions about, you know, what kind of conflicts do they see in their schools? A lot of it's sometimes just misunderstandings, rumors, people talking behind each other's backs, relationship issues. And so they're learning conflict resolution skills to help de-escalate some of these issues that they can then hopefully use in their own personal lives at home and take with them at work and as through adulthood too.
So. Well, Frank mentioned it's for grades 3 through 12. So third graders can do this?
Third graders can do it. We have the process in a more simplified level for them, but they're still using the same mediation process.
Have you heard about results from the kids?
I've heard kids say that, you know, they went home and their teachers will tell me that they went and used mediation with their parents mm-hmm. for having a little fight about something. And so that's kind of.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the heart of it as far as communication that you're teaching your peer mediators?
I would say getting them to take another person's perspective, being able to see things from both sides, really listening and being able to summarize, to hear back, to just to understand different points of view.
Rather than it's all from my perspective, a self-centered approach.
Correct.
How many schools do you have in the peer mediation program now?
Right now we're in 163.
And you're looking to expand?
Of course. So we're always looking for any school in Bayard County. Like as Frank mentioned, we'll go at no cost.
And so how does a school get connected with you?
They can email me or they can call me directly. That would be the best way. And I will schedule a training date that works best for them, and we'll go out to their campus.
I know you're relatively new at this. What have you heard from the veterans in the schools that have had the peer mediation program for a long time? You know, what do they tell you?
They tell me that it helps take away some of the smaller issues, that the teachers don't have to spend as much time on those disciplinary issues. So problems that the kids are able to resolve and de-escalate before they turn into something bigger like bullying or. So it's really, and it also creates just a more positive environment in the school.
Mm-hmm. So it changes the atmosphere.
Right.
And very interesting. And how do people reach you? You said call at the Dispute Resolution Center. What's your phone number?
It's 210-335-2444.
Mm-hmm. And do you use volunteers also in the school peer mediation program?
We do have some volunteers at our center that are trained, and they'll go out. They're trained amigos in mediation volunteers.
All right. Well, let's get Frank back because we're almost out of time. And if people want more information, if they want to volunteer, do you have training sessions for volunteers?
We try to have a training session at least once a year because mm-hmm. to be, you know, a volunteer mediator, of course, you have to be trained. You have to be trained in the required 40-hour training. And sometimes people will come to us that have had mediation training.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is we'll just say, you know, please fill out the application, send us your certificate, and we'll see if, you know, your training matches what we're required to have at the center.
Okay, so you can be a volunteer or if you need help. And again,
right. You
go through civil matters, not criminal.
Right. Civil matters. So if there's anybody in our listening audience that says, they just want to call us, you know, if they have a dispute or if they want to learn more about the center or if they just want to see what we do, please give us a call at area code 210-335-2128. As I said earlier, we're located in the first floor of the Kadena Reeves Justice Center, which is downtown. It's 300 De La Rosa. And just give us a call and we'll see what we can do to help them.
And then also you can go on the website and get anything we talked about today is on the website.
Right. All they can do is they can go to our website, which is Bear, of course, BEXAR.org/DRC. That'll pull up our website and they can learn about the center there, plus the forms that Elena talked about are on the website also.
Okay. Elena, anything you want to mention before we go?
If somebody is not sure whether or not mediation is appropriate for their dispute or conflict or whatever's going on with them, call us anyway and we'll talk through it and see if we can help with the mediation.
Okay. And if you can't help them, you direct them to the
right. We have a great referral program that will, you know, see if we can get them somewhere to get them the help.
Get some help. All right. Well, and remember, they are a free service. I want to thank you for coming by this morning. Our guests from the Bear County Dispute Resolution Center, Frank Rizzo, Elena Terrell, and Deanna Curcio.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you, Chrissy.